Talk Live with Psychics Online now for one-on-one personal readings. Welcome to Stars Psychics, a community of gifted psychic readers offering live psychic readings through our private chat rooms. Want to know about your love life? What about your career and wealth? Hear from loved ones and more. Our network of channelers, tarot card readers, clairvoyants, spiritual advisors, and clairaudience can assist in answering your questions and guide you to a new level of spiritual career. Online psychic readings are a great way to find out answers you've always wanted to know from a psychic in the privacy and comfort of your home. Go to www.starspsychics.com. That's stars with a Z, psychics.com. Now click on the new one-on-one button and start talking to a psychic today.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Natalie, also known as Starscast, and I'm here tonight with my stars, Maya Moon, and I've got stars priestess Candy Ranson in the chat room where everybody can go if they'd like to get a little mini reading, and you can always call in, and our number to call in is 347-838-9736, and I will answer, and if you'd like to contribute to the show, tonight's topic is on crossroads of life. You know, sometimes you come to a crossroad and you have choices to make. And we're going to try to help you tonight, and especially Maya. I mean, she's the expert. I did all my research. I'm such a good little student. I go and do everything that day of, and I'm finding out all those things, and I'm kind of learning, which is wonderful, but I can certainly contribute like I always do. And with that being said, I'm going to turn it over to Stars Maya Moon.
Well, hi, this is Maya, and welcome, everyone. We're glad to have you, as always. And for those, I know there's a lot that listen pretty faithfully to the show and do so live, so we're so glad to have you. And those that are just joining us, I know that the show will be not just interesting and informative, but hopefully resonate with you. And a reminder, I know Natalie always reminds everyone as well that these shows are taped, and so if you go to the homepage, you always have access to listen to. There's a different. I'm not that up on technology, but I know there's several venues and ways of listening to the recorded to prior shows. So if you're just tuning in and realizing, oh wow, this is just amazing, you know, or I really enjoyed the show. I know that, I don't know how far back, Natalie, you go, but I know that there's access to prior shows that you can access on different topics, and we always try to make it something that is applicable and relevant to today and to our society, and to it's always spiritual, and what I love about all things spiritual, I mean, I guess it's just in my blood, you might say, is that there's so many different ways of looking at it. So, you know, what I'm going to share, as Natalie mentioned, the topic is crossroads. And I believe that we often come to major crossroads and we notice, or we, you know, we're aware that we're at a crossroad, that we're at a place in our life, whether it involves our job, career, our location where we're living, or a relationship, dating, anything. I mean, there's just so many. And much of the time we're aware that we're at a crossroads, which just means that we have to make a choice. We have to choose, make a decision on which path to go. But I also believe, and my beliefs come from the learning that I did, the traditional and non-traditional, but, you know, actual learning, in other words, online schooling and schooling and so on. But my information is channeled through my guides. So they're my main teachers, if you will. That doesn't make them right. It doesn't make this the only view. But just to give you a little bit of background on how I come up with the information that I'm going to share with everyone. I believe, too, and you'll have to excuse my voice. I don't know if it's allergies. I'm in Arkansas, and we've had crazy weather. It's gone from 90 degrees to 54 at night, so it just doesn't want to seem to make up its mind. But I also believe that we have crossroads that come in our life and we face, and we don't even have the time, perhaps, to really sit and you know, ponder and say, well, I'm at this crossroads. Let's see, I can go this way or I can make this choice. I think that often our we can look at even our whole life is a series of crossroads. But that being said, I do feel that we're almost, you know, it's energy, and as we know, as we've all talked about, energy is constant. There's, you know, energy is always, it's always in motion of some sort, and it's always there and alive. So I believe that in some aspects, it could be said that crossroads are almost minor ones, if you will, are almost a constant way of life for us. We're just not always aware. And one way to look at that would be choices or decisions that you may have made that seemed insignificant at the time that you made them turned out later to have a significant impact on your life. And there's more that I want to add to that, but I think we're focusing more on crossroads that we're very aware of that have a impact on our lives, that we are, you know, we're at a point where we know that we have to make a choice, where the energy and the influences and all the factors have reached a point where we have to move in one direction or another. So those are the more major, if you will, crossroads. And I don't know that they necessarily are more defining of our lives, but they certainly are more, have a bigger influence. And they can be challenging. I think it can be stressful to be faced with these crossroads. And, you know, as humans, and our spiritual beings are a little less intimidated by regret and mistakes, but our human side, which I refer to as ego, not ego pride, but ego being the external, the conscious part of us, is very aware of regret, remorse, mistakes, and so on and so forth. So it can be very troubling when we're faced with a major crossroad in making that decision. So with that, I'll see what Natalie has to add to that. And I know, I mean, there's a lot that can be talked about on this subject, I feel.
There sure is. And to answer your one question about all the shows, they are archived within Blog Talk Radio, so you can listen to from the very beginning. And I think we're probably going into our third year, something like that. But you know, in my research, and I can talk to you about this, Maya, is that there were six things that they listed. Some of them I could really relate to. The first one was like, do not settle for normal. You can't expect the unremarkable. You have to dream big. You have to set your goals, and you have to follow through. And I can tell you about a crossroads that happened to me when I got out of high school. I had to decide what I was going to do. All my friends were going to junior college and all that, and I just didn't want to do that kind of thing. And my neighbor, a couple of doors down, I was doing hair on the steps of the high school, believe it or not, combing everybody's hair. She suggested that I go to beauty school. Well, that was far. That wasn't even remotely in my realm of ideas at all. I didn't even know about schools, stuff like that. So I went and visited it and took my mom, and we went there, and I really liked it. It was way downtown in downtown Detroit, which you wouldn't take buses down there now, but I did. And it was probably the best thing that I did, because what it did, because I was kind of quiet in school. I know it's probably hard to believe, but I was. It kind of pushed me out into the world. It kind of, because, you know, there were all new people there. I didn't know anybody there. We had to make friends, and, of course, you had to ask questions, and you were in class so many hours before you went what they call on the floor. And I think that was a great thing, and I'm really glad that I did that, because I did that for quite a few years, and it just gave me exposure. Otherwise, I don't know what I would have been doing. Maybe being at home, I don't know what I would have done. Because then, you know, you in those days, you really, not many went to school. Not many families could afford school, junior college and college for, you know, that was, your parents didn't even talk about that. So I think that launched me out into something. But I did it. I took the step. It was scary, but I did it. You know, going, and I had to take two buses downtown all by myself and come back, and oh, you know, but I did it just like I had done it for 10 years, and it didn't bother, but it showed me what I could do. And then, of course, from that, I ended up doing hair in a nursing home, believe it or not, for the old people. I did that for quite about 6 years. And then I took a class in tennis, and they all thought I had played before because I was pretty good. It was fast for me to learn. And I started working at that club, and then I went to a really big one. And so, but I think that first thing that I did coming out of high school, and I was just 17, you know, and what direction do you really get? But she came to me, my neighbor came to me, and that's how it began for me, and probably was the catalyst to bring me where I am today, that I can probably talk to anybody, and I can do things that I never thought I could do. But you know what else? My typing really came in handy. And so that's another thing that I'm glad that I obtained that skill. Some of the other things we'll go into after, but I'm trying to see. Oh, it says dream bigger. It says, you know, expect, work a plan. And even if it doesn't seem like it can possibly happen for you, why not? You know, why not? You have to venture out, and look at me, this shy girl who was so quiet in school. I mean, I had friends and everything, but, boy, this really pushed me out. I mean, I knew not a soul there. And I think that's important, don't you, Maya?
Oh, absolutely. And that might have been, I mean, aside from learning a skill that I'm sure came in handy and you probably enjoyed. Now, see, I would look at that and say that it's very possible that that path arose for you, that crossroads, you know, something you hadn't thought about but suddenly became a choice, could have very well have been put in front of your path with the hopes that you would take that, if for no other reason than to, as you said, I'm sure that it helped you in many ways, but especially being outgoing and being in a different setting. And if you look at hairdressers and people like that, not only is that, I feel, artistic, but you are, you know, when you're cutting someone's hair, that's a risk that you're taking, even if you're just doing a trim. So I feel that that's a challenging position, and I think it's confidence building. So I definitely feel that impacted your life and your later on your choices. So even though at the time you may have looked at it as just a career choice at the time or something that resonated with you, little did you know that, you know, so many years later it would have benefits and rewards that at the time you probably never even considered those to be the reason why you were there. So that's what I feel. And I'm taught a lot about crossroads. It's not just about the exact choices that are being made, but it's just the ripple effect and things that we may not even be, you know, completely aware of that lie within those choices, or the energy of those choices, or like you said, the potential. I mean,
right.
And I would agree, yes, we should never
limit
ourselves.
And the lady that sent me to the school, I ended up working for her. As soon as I got out of beauty school, I had my license. And that's where I met my husband, through a gal. I did her hair. It was her cousin. He was her cousin. And that's how that came about. And, you know, when you think about it and you look back, and I just thought of that right now. Well, why was that so important? Well, I guess it set me on another path. And I had a wonderful son that, I mean, I wouldn't trade him for anything. I'm very lucky. And, of course, I say that all the time, how blessed I am. But you see, that's where, you know, I met him through one of the ladies that I ended up doing her hair all the time, once a week. Then women got their hair done once a week, as you remember. I mean, they all went in and, you know, it was like, but then, I mean, I'll tell you, to do a haircut was like only $2 a set. Just to do, you know, we used to do rollers and all. Oh, gosh, and we even did finger waves. I'm really dating myself, but my boss could really do the older lady's hair. She was really, I learned a lot from her. So it sent me on another direction. Look what happened. I'm telling you, it's amazing.
Right. It set you on. Well, what, and one thing that I wanted to share is that if you look back through history, biblical times and even before then, and when I say biblical, I just mean because that happens to be a time when there was a lot of writing and note-taking and journaling the history and the decisions that were made. When people were faced, it was more tribal or society or group, they were making the decisions more collectively than we do now. We do so more individually. But even thousands of years ago, when a crossroads would approach, like, you know, they might be running low on the food resources. They had, you know, maybe, things, weather patterns were changing. But they would put a lot of weight into those crossroads and those decisions, and, you know, they would use a variety of methods. And it's surprising when you look back on those times how they used astronomy, which, or, you know, astrology even. They used a lot of just various spiritual methods, crystal gazing, things that today we would call pendulums. They didn't call them by necessarily the same terms that we do today, but that's what it would translate to. So even back then when they were faced with crossroads, they took it very seriously because they realized that there was a lot of importance in the choices that they made. And I know one of the biggest things that my guides teach when we're making decisions, especially crossroads, and I guess I would say the difference between just everyday decisions and crossroads. Crossroads are when you have two very distinct, very clear paths to take. So the best example that I could give of that would be, let's say that you have been looking for a new job, and you get two offers. And as you're weighing the two offers, you know, they're very similar. I think sometimes their paths, which was something that we were going to discuss, if is there always a right or wrong path? Can there be two paths that are, for all intents and purposes, equal? But I just found it interesting that even thousands of years ago, they noticed and made notes of crossroads, and those decisions were considered, again, they were considered extremely important, and they realized that, you know, there was going to be some type of impact, whether it would be positive or negative. But what I was meaning to say and got off track there is that one thing my guides teach, especially when it comes to crossroads, is that we should always eliminate fear. And fear is the worst decision maker that there can be. So one thing we have, and that goes along with what you're saying, you know, if you're going to reach, you might as well, the higher you reach, the higher you land. So you may as well reach as high as you can or go for as high a goal or achievement as you can. But fear has to be eliminated because fear, I'm not talking about, you know, oh, there's a cliff, I think I'll jump 1,000 feet down and see what happens. I mean, obviously that's common sense, not fear. But fear of making a mistake or making the wrong decision, I feel can often be an obstacle to to us moving forward, because anytime we're faced with the crossroads, either direction, even the right direction, if you will, is going to have, there's going to be some type of risk involved, and there's going to be a sacrifice. I don't believe, from what I have been taught and what I've learned in this profession, and even what I've learned as just a person, I'm just a regular person too, I don't know how you feel, but I don't feel that we can take any forward steps or make any major changes in our life without also giving some type or making some type of sacrifice, even if it's a small one and you know, worthwhile. Don't you feel, or do you disagree with that, that there's always going to be something's going to be, need to be sacrificed in order to move forward in choosing a path?
Exactly. And you talked about failing, and one of the things that I found out, and I feel it's true, is that if you fail at something, you're not really failing, because you get a chance to even reach higher and to do it again, to start again. When you fail, you can start again. A lot of people, you know, when they fail at something, it really does a number on them. I've been fortunate, and I don't know about you, Maya, and there are our listeners, but failure, I mean, I can't even, and I always have to relate it to business. I didn't probably succeed as fast as I wanted to, but it didn't stop me, obviously. And it's just like, especially like with STARS, was a big undertaking. And again, that's my business. That's my world right now. When it started off, I mean, I just put both feet in the water and off we go. I mean, that's it. And I didn't even think about failing. It didn't even enter my mind, but I knew it was going to take a lot of work. So even if I had some setbacks, like if traffic wasn't good in the very beginning, oh, I just sought out other means of traffic. I just, okay, well, I'm going to go do something else, and I'm going to try something else. And I would search and search and search every single day by myself to find the avenues. So, you know, you could talk about thinking of failing. I mean, the site could have failed, but I wouldn't let it fail. But it was an instinctive kind of thing for me. I didn't say to the site and say, well, look, you're just not going to fail. You're just not going to do it. You're going to be successful. But I knew, because I was handling it, it was going to be, it could be as good as I wanted it to be or not. And so, you know, there were little failures that I thought, but all I did was retire, I guess, or struck out on a different path. I mean, I took another crossroad, I guess. I took another path, another direction that, okay, this isn't working, so let me see what else is out there. And it happens in everybody's life, I think. I don't think anybody is without a crossroad of some kind. Sometimes they're really major, I feel, for you, and you're faced with decisions. You can do this or you can do that. A job is a good way of talking about it. But I'll use my godchild as an example. She wanted a different job. And so she talked to me about it, and it looked really good because I do charts, you know, and I threw my cards and stuff and looked good. Well, she didn't get this job. And then the next week she got an offer because she does something else with music and bands and stuff, which is what she really wants to do. She got this chance to travel all over. So right away when she called me, I said, look at that. You didn't get that other job. You know why? It wouldn't have given you the freedom that you really need. And she said, I never thought of it that way. But she had a crossroad. You see, she wanted a different job. She thought she wanted, but it would have closed her in. So sometimes, you know, you go off and you go out for something, but I feel that the universe, God, however you look at it, to me it's God, has something else in mind. There's something else. And you just have to keep looking and don't regard failure. She was really messed up about this, losing, not getting this job. I wasn't. I kept telling her, you're going to see this is going to work out better than you thought, because I know what she really wants to do. She doesn't want this other job. She wants to travel and be, she is a manager already, but she doesn't do it full time. So that really worked out for her. But I don't know, Maya, what kind of crossroads have you come to? that you can recall?
Well, I mean, I feel that I've had, you know, many crossroads. And
are they challenges, you know, though? Are they considered challenges? Can you say that they're also challenges in your life?
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I read
feel that crossroads are they're challenges. And rather than, you know, saying that we failed, I often feel that, I mean, part of life is making mistakes, because some of the greatest lessons we learn are when we do make a mistake, and that goes back to fear. If our fear of making a mistake overcomes our ability to embrace the potential of what could be, then we're never going to be able to reach the highest level that we could if we were able to eliminate that. Now, obviously, we're talking about using common sense. So, you know, we're not going to, I'm not talking about something foolish like taking your mortgage payment, your life savings, and buying a lottery ticket. That's not at all what I'm referring to, just to be clear, because I do get questions like that a lot. What I'm saying is that there's very few things in life when we're faced with the crossroad. The important thing is to make the best decision we can based on what feels right intuitively in our heart, and especially what we want rather than what we should be. You know, we do live in the physical world, so money, it would be nice if none of us had to consider money at all, but unfortunately that does. So if we have a job offer and it's what we want to do, but there's no way we would lose everything, I don't know that I would encourage someone at that time to pursue their dream. They would have to look at taking different steps, but mostly it's that fear of failure. And there's very few things in life, if we do fail or we make a mistake, there's very few things in life that we can't alter, shift, or adjust, or, you know, change later on down the road if we end up deciding after we've made a decision about a crossroad and we feel that it didn't work out the way that we had envisioned it. It either was a lesson that we needed to learn. And one thing I wanted to bring up is, you know, I believe, and again, this is through my guides, and this is just the way that I see and believe. It doesn't mean that we all have to believe this way. But I believe grace, which is the acceptance of, you know, what will be, and also in that is understanding that free will overrides karma. So in putting that to the relevance of crossroads, it is my belief then that when things are destined to be, that there's some things in our life that are destined, that are fate, that are unmovable or unchangeable. And even though we may, because of our free will or our choices or divine, God, whatever, we may take different paths to get there, our journey will, no matter which route we take, will lead us there. So I don't feel that if we make a free will decision when we're faced with the crossroad, a lot of people say, well, what about my destiny, or I may, you know, this may happen. I don't believe that's true. If something is truly destined to occur on your path, whether that's meeting a special person or being an artist or being a musician or whatever, that's going to occur as long as you live your life to the fullest and you don't allow fear to define you and to hold you back. So when you're faced with the crossroad and you're faced with the decision of, okay, I have these two opportunities or I have these two situations, I feel that we have to, first of all, set aside fear, the fear of failing, the fear of regret, the fear of not being worthy, of not deserving, and set those aside knowing that anything that comes up, we can fix or change and decide what feels right and what, you know, in order to accomplish that, one thing is we have to know ourselves and we have to be spiritually aware of our spiritual self and connected enough to be able to be aware of what our desire is. And I feel so many people that are very gifted, whether they're Bill Gates type of gifted, I mean, or Donald Trump, you know, I don't want to get into politics, of course, but I'm sure anybody from the U.S. knows that he's trying to be a presidential candidate. And one thing about him that I would just mention, and about Bill Gates, for those that aren't, I think everybody's familiar with Bill Gates and those types. Many of those people did not get traditional educations. Not that I don't believe that college is important, but my point is they took big risks. The small group of people that developed Facebook, for example, and not that I'm a fan because I'm really not, but it is, without a doubt, probably one of the most successful, second maybe to YouTube. I would have to say that it's got to be one of the most successful social media platforms that's ever existed in our time. Would you agree with that, Natalie, even if we, if
oh,
some
yes.
of us don't
absolutely.
Like it?
I mean, I remember when it began and I had one little page. Now I have six. You know, oh, yeah, and another one is Twitter. That's really growing. I mean, a lot of people don't. I go to Twitter a lot. I like Twitter because you're controlled with the characters you can type if you want to do a direct message to somebody, whereas on Facebook you can just ramble on and on and on. But Facebook is really the most successful. It really linked everybody to everybody all over the world. It opened some bad doors, though, I can see that. But for the most part,
right,
you know, people. But yes, I mean, that was, Zuckerman is his name, but I think he had some other colleagues that were in with him that began that. And that was a risk, oh, for sure. Oh, for
that,
sure.
Right, and that's kind of my point is there were, I know they had a movie that, I don't know how closely it portrayed it truthfully, and I didn't see the movie, but I know that there was a movie out there that was supposed to be a portrayal of how Facebook was, you know, an idea in somebody's basement. But my point is that people, those types of people, and they're just some of the ones that come to mind. I know there's many more. I mean, you can even look at Einstein. If you want, I mean, so many people thought he was certifiable. I mean,
yeah,
they
right.
really didn't. His ideas were so far-fetched. But if you look back to the ideas that he had, almost all of them have actually come to be realized at this point. So the point then of that is those that have achieved success, and success is defined individually for us. Each of us, success is, you know, different, and our goals are different, but they all were willing to take a risk. So they didn't allow fear to hold them back. What they did is they made the sacrifices. And I'm sure at the time, I know a little bit about the group that started Facebook, and regardless of whether we agree or disagree with if it's a good thing, we have to admit that it's a powerful thing. And so is Google, for example, as a search engine. So there's a lot of things that we can bring up that almost every listener is that's computer literate, which I would say is about 98% of the population, it would be aware of. They took what little bit of money they probably had. None of these people started out as millionaires. None of them started out with a giant head start. They were all just average in the sense of, I mean, they had brilliant minds, but I feel more than they had intelligence or they had financial backing or anything else. They had commitment and dedication, and they had, like what I wrote today, the potential for purpose, which I think goes along with the crossroads, is that they had a purpose, and they were dedicated to that purpose, and they were dedicated to the potential that that purpose or that potential outcome could bring them. And when we take those risks and we make that leap of faith, if you will, even in the times that it doesn't quite pan out as we planned, I can guarantee you that there is some lesson, there is something gained that could not have been gained, could not have been gotten, and it may be months, it may be years, but at some point, I believe you, the general you, not just you personally, but all of us will look back and we will put together that pattern, just like you did with your story about becoming a hairdresser, meeting your husband, having your child, you know, becoming more confident. All of those things were huge factors in where you are today, even though at the time it wasn't something you were consciously thinking, well, if I do this, then later on down 10 or 20 years down the road or whatever it was, this and this and this will happen. So I think that's really important when you're at a crossroads, that you be willing to take that leap of faith and that risk, and that you believe in yourself and you believe that there is a purpose to moving forward and to taking the risk, and that, you know, don't worry about what if, you know, because if what if happens, there'll always be another crossroads or another opportunity or some way of rearranging things to get back to where you need to be if that particular choice or path doesn't get you there, if that makes sense.
Makes a lot of sense, and I have a little frog here, so excuse me if I cough. We've had a lot of rain here in South Carolina, but not as much as they had in the northern part of South Carolina. For anybody listening, Candy's in the Myrtle Beach area, but even like Charleston, a little bit below her, was really hit, lots of rain. But I think that's why I have more of a nasal kind of thing with my voice. It's because of the weather. But anyways, I think, I don't know, pertaining to myself, if I didn't see it as a crossroad, I think I was taken by the hand and pulled along, that this was something that I was supposed to do. I never had it in my mind at all, never. And just on a small scale, just starting STARS, can you imagine starting like Facebook, Google? You know, Firefox was something called Thunderhawk when I was first working for AOL, and Google did not exist at that time. That the big engines were Internet Explorer and America Online had their own browser. And then comes along Google, and then Thunderhawk turned into Firefox. And I can remember back. I mean, can you imagine the risk that they took going up against some of these ones like Internet Explorer that were around forever? I mean, to even create something like that would have been probably pretty scary. But they probably all had crossroads. They probably all stood and said, well, okay, we do this or we do this, or I do this and I do this. Okay, well, I've got to take the risk here, because I sometimes think they're driven to do it like me. I was driven. I got into this little car and okay, Natalie, come on. We're going to have you do this and have you do that. I mean, I didn't know. They probably didn't even know how big it was going to end up. They just hoped that it would be successful. But as it started to grow, they saw the potential, and they took even more risks that they had to. And you have to tip your hat to people like that that do that kind of thing. But with technology now and everything, I think you just need to have big dreams. Or even if you don't, just do your job well. Just everything to me is be a good person, and you're going to find that things are going to come to you that you never even believed would happen, and I'm proof of that. I'm telling you, I am proof of that. So The whole thing is, like you said, is you just you take the risk, and if you fail, you just pick yourself up again and continue on. Don't use that failure. Remember what went wrong and make it better the next time, or seek out something better. There's always going to be crossroads in your life. That's what I feel, always, always. And we can call them also challenges, Maya. But you can't really limit yourself. And don't just settle for normal, or if you have something, a dream, try to make that dream real for you. When I saw what I could do, and now mind you, when I started Stars, Planet Stars was very small. PlanetStars.com was small. And then, of course, we did the magazine, and that's, like, huge right now. But that's another story. But Stars itself, I had no idea how I would get people to come to work for me. I had no idea. And then one told one, told another. But I have a great core of beautiful people like Maya and some of the others that are have been with me since about the beginning. And I didn't put ads anywhere that I'm looking for. I've never done that in my whole life, placed an ad looking for advisors, ever. And I will never have to. I mean, you know, I've told you how many times I've got all these applications, except that I control it, because until the new responsive design is up and we've really pushed it out, I feel I have to resist hiring, even though there's some really good ones out there that have applied. But, you know, I took a risk. It was not inexpensive, but I was able, well, what came to me was Tony, and we just worked together, and he knew I didn't have a lot of money. So, see, I had a chance, and I took the chance because I had the right person come in my life. Tony is the one who could develop whatever I had in my head. He says, you're going to have more things in that little head of yours. He says, because when you don't work, and I've said this before, when you don't, when you're slowed down, that's when your wheels turn. And I have lots of ideas. Wait till he talks to me the next time. But, and those are chances. Those are all risks you don't know. But you have to do it. It's part of life. You just must. And take me as your example. I was nobody from nobody's world. I mean, you know, I did hair. I worked in a tennis club, and look what I'm doing now. I had no idea. But there was that point when I decided that I needed to expand. I had all of these domains that I owned that I got back in 1998, and I chose one of them, and that's the one that you see today, Stars. And it was even before, you know, like I said, before Stars on DirecTV, but we're not Stars of DirecTV, we're Stars Psychic. So I've never had a conflict there at all. But that, you know, talk about crossroads. I mean, look at you, Maya. You took a chance and you came to work for Stars.
That's
and you're
true.
Still here.
Yeah.
And what a wonderful experience. Same thing with Candy. A lot of them, you know, you have to take the risk. You took the risk. You thought, well, this is a new site, and I've talked to Natalie, and I like her, and I think she's honest, and I'm going to take the chance. And you did, and it's turned out very well for you.
It did. I mean, it led me to many wonderful things, and at the time, I had several choices before me, and I knew that I could only accept one, and I, you know, tried my best to let my heart and my instincts lead, and I'm forever grateful that I did that, because I believe that it led me to where I needed to be. Now, one thing I wanted to ask and see where you stood is, one of the things that we had written is the belief or non-belief. What is your feeling on, like, do you feel that we can be faced with two what would be considered equal crossroads, that either way we take, there's equality in each one? Or do you believe that there is one that is more in alignment with our potential, our greatest good, or our highest good? What's your feeling on that, Natalie?
Well, you can have, like, say, two choices or be at a crossroad, and you like both of them. And if you are such the person that it would be that no matter which one you would take, you will be successful at it. That does happen. For some people, I think you, I don't really know. I just feel that you're going to make the right choice anyways. You have to believe that, whatever it's going to be, if it's going to be left or right or down the center or whatever, you know, it's going to be right. There might be, may have been another one that came your way that you chose not to pay attention to, but you're not going to have to worry about that because you chose the one, say the one on the left. You chose that one to go down. That's the one you chose. You have to believe that that's the right one and not second guess yourself, I guess. I've never had that happen to me. So has it happened to you?
Well, I don't feel it has personally, but I feel that oftentimes clients will approach and that seems to be their dilemma, is that they feel that they're unable to make a decision because they, in their words, they feel that each path seems to have, and I'll tell you what I think is behind that. But what they feel is that each path seems to have the same in benefits and the same in sacrifices.
But it really doesn't, does it?
Pardon me?
I said, but it really doesn't. It's going to be the one that they choose.
I believe that, again, if it's destined to be, then even if we don't choose the quote-unquote right path, we will eventually get to where we're going. But I don't believe that two paths are equal. What I believe happens is that the person is trying to find an option where there's no risk and no sacrifice, and that does not exist. I'm here to tell you that anytime we move forward in our life and we, you know, seek out and we dedicate ourselves to the purpose and intention and manifest, and we work towards our goal, we always are going to make some sacrifice. And I'm not suggesting that it's going to be some horrible, you know, you give up your firstborn child sacrifice. You hear about some of these stories, I think they're more stories that people used to tell just to keep a society in line. Years ago, they would tell, you know, stories about horror stories about it had to do with Satanism and that. But at any rate, I feel that what that person is saying is that they're blocked by fear, and therefore they're stalling and moving forward by being unable to make a decision. It's like what I say about confusion and conflict. There's really very, very few things in life that are truly confusing. What really is going on is conflict. And we, as humans, we like to use the word confusing, but that's just because we don't want to face that there's a conflict going on and we have to face up to it. So I believe that when we face a crossroads, there is the path that leads us to where we should be, where we need to be, and where we ultimately deserve to
exactly.
be. And that is
exactly.
that's our highest. I don't believe that two paths are equal in all ways, no. I believe that we often see it that way, and it's due to fear, the fear of making any move. And that's how people become trapped, whether it's in a relationship or, you know, work situations. You know, I deal with clients that, I mean, I'm talking years, and it's the same situation, but yet they haven't really taken any action. And, you know, to try, they say, well, there's nothing out there. Well, have you looked? No, I already know. Well, I mean, that really is a cop-out. That's fear talking, and that's the person's inability to take a risk. They're afraid. You know, they've found their comfort zone, their comfort level, and so they're afraid that if they were to risk seeking, you know, their dreams or their desires or whatever, that they it all comes down to fear. And all these people that we mentioned in some of these big names, that's the one thing. If they didn't have anything else, they had confidence in themselves and trust. And that's important. And not just trust in that decision in that moment, but trust in the fact that if that, at that crossroad, if that path that is chosen turns out to be not the right fit or not what we had envisioned it to be, that it's not like that's it for life. I mean, we can start all over again. That's one good thing about life. Life gives us a fresh chance every day that we wake up. I mean, every day, every thought, every idea is a fresh start and a new beginning. It just depends on how we want to look at it. But you have to be courageous, and you have to be willing to let go of the past and release that negativity, and which is toxic to us and which is what often keeps us from pursuing our dreams. You know, whether it's being an actor or an actress, you know, I mean, or a musician or an artist, you may not have an easy road. I'm not suggesting that, you know, we'll just paint a picture and you'll be in galleries all over the United States and a millionaire in 2 months. Absolutely not. I'm not suggesting that it's an easy road. Often the true path can be sometimes the most difficult path. But eventually, it will pay off, as in stars, and it will pay off, I mean, in ways that are just unimaginable, and the intrinsic feeling, the pride, the satisfaction. I mean, there's just so much abundance within, not just abundance in the sense of prosperity, but abundance within our feeling and our energy and our spiritual. Because anytime we follow our true spirit, which is our goal, our dreams, our aspirations, and so on and so forth, we are connecting and we are feeding our spirit. And anytime we feed our spirit, it is the same as feeding our body. I mean, we're gaining health, we're rejuvenating ourselves, and so on. So I do feel that there's no two crossroads created equal. That would be my take on it. That if you're finding yourself, if you're a listener and you're in the process of making a major decision, and that's your line of thinking at the moment as well, you know, each one, you know, and I often tell people, write down the pros and the cons, but expect to make some small sacrifice. Whether that sacrifice is, let's say that you've decided that you want to teach, you're a teacher, but you've decided that your true calling is to teach children that are challenged. You may be looking at a cut in hours in the beginning or a small cut in pay, but the benefits that you'll feel will more than outweigh that cut. And eventually, I believe if we follow our true calling, that prosperity comes along with that, because it's just part of the package. That's how I see it. Even though that sacrifice may have to be made in the beginning, or we may have to drive a half an hour to work rather than 10 minutes. But those are very small prices to pay to achieve greatness within ourselves and success and pursue the dream, whatever dream it is that we want. And oftentimes our dreams can change. What we dream and we envision and we aspire to today in 10 years may be different, and there's nothing wrong with that. As long as we're constantly on the move and we're constantly seeking, and when we feel restless or our spirit feels that it's no longer being fed or being given the needs that it's requiring, that's when you know you're at a crossroad. Even if you don't have a literal one, you don't have a couple offers on the table, or you don't have, you know, two men or two women to choose from, or whatever the case may be. The crossroad is there if you're not satisfied and happy with your life. If something is nagging at you that there's more out there, If you're feeling there's more to life than what you have, I guarantee you there's more to life than what you have.
Exactly. You know, and while you were talking, I was thinking back. It took a year to create Stars, and in the very beginning, all I did was give Tony my ideas, and we brainstormed a lot. You know, he would come over once a week because he doesn't live that far from me, but not one time, and I didn't realize this until I heard you, not one time did either one of us say, oh, well, this is not going to work. Why are we doing this? This is stupid. Not one time. It was like we were both presented. I presented it to him, and he knew I knew the business, so he trusted that, and he just took off with it, just like this other design is going to be a year in November again, and it just takes, the site is so huge, it takes a long time to create what it's supposed to be doing, make sure everything is working and all that kind of stuff, but I didn't even... I just sat down and I didn't even think whether it was going to be a success or not. I guess I just felt it always was going to be somehow. And it took a long time. But those first months that we worked together, neither one of us questioned, why are we doing this? This is dumb. You know, why are we putting ourselves through this? But he was kind of at a crossroads, and I use him as the example because he just left one job. He got another one, but he's never been truly happy at either one of these jobs. You know, they've been like full-time. He really likes to freelance. He likes to, and his dream, one of his dreams, was to be able to leave the full-time job and basically work for Stars, because Stars can be so interchangeable. There's so many things that we can do still, even what we're going to be offering. We don't even think of it as work. It's kind of like it's fun. I mean, so we've been directed the right way. I feel that the path that I took, however I got there, I think I was dragged along. Natalie, you're going to do this. I mean, it never even came to me that I wasn't going to do it. So, but that's different. I think when you have two jobs and you're looking at them, you know, well, this one I'm at and I'm comfortable, but gee, maybe I should go to this one. I've been offered this job. It's not as much money, but there's more potential. You know, you have to look at it both ways, and you just have to decide what is more important to you. But you made some good points that got me thinking about my life. And of course, I'm so lucky to have you at Stars and so many others like Candy. And Sedona's been with me since Planet Stars, and that started in 1998. She's been with me a long time. A lot of them have been, and they come and go, and because they are at a crossroads in their life. And I can use all of them as an example, those that were with me and now they're not with me. We didn't part bad ways. It's just that their life changed. And when you're doing something like what I do, you have to understand that life steps in. And we can't, even though we really want to do something, sometimes we really can't. I mean, we're lucky, Candy, myself, Maya, all the other ones. I'm talking too much. We have a minute and 27 seconds left. But anyways, that's our take on it for tonight. And what a great topic. You always come up with these awesome ones. And I'm sure next week we're going to have another one. I think we're going to probably get together and have a few of them lined up. And I have to thank Candy quickly before we get off the air for all that she does for the marketing end. And she just works her magic all the time. That's what I tell her, work your magic. And off she goes, and I'll see things coming down, and people are sharing our posts and all that kind of stuff. So it's a process, and you can't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged. That's the thing that I don't get discouraged with Stars. Other things maybe, yes, but not Stars. Stars is the best thing that could have happened to the world, to me, to Maya, and to all the other ones. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to you, Maya, for your goodbye before we get kicked off the air here.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm pretty much done. I agree with Natalie. I mean, pursue your dream. And, you know, be willing to make the sacrifice because it will be worth it. And don't let fear stand in your way, because the benefits of following your true path, your true heart, everything will always outweigh whatever sacrifice you need to make. And
that's right.
Nothing is permanent. So if you make a mistake, know that you probably needed to and you learned a lesson, and you know, go, my friend, go out there, conquer the world, and be true to yourself. And I wish all of you that your crossroads, you meet it with glory, grace, and excitement and anticipation. And with that, God bless everyone. Thank you all. Much love to everyone. And we'll see you next Monday.
Okay. Love you. Love you, Candy. And thanks, everyone. We'll see you next week. Have a great week. Bye-bye.